Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 9 of the Goal Getter podcast. And today we're going to talk about the 4-step process for eliminating emotional eating. So this is a big topic. A lot of our clients that come to work with us in the academy, this is something that they really, really struggle with. And it doesn't matter how many diets they try, this attachment to sugar, this emotional eating, this sitting on the sofa every night eating biscuits, eating chocolate, this is the thing that they just can't seem to improve on. It doesn't matter how many different programs, detoxes, diets they try, they always revert back to these this habit that they can't break. So today I want to give you a little peek behind the scenes of how we coach our clients in the academy and the 4-step process that I've developed, which essentially you can use in the moment when you're struggling with food, when you feel like reaching for the box of chocolates, when you feel like reaching for another bag of crisps, when you know you're eating due to an emotional response, or you're just feeling in a bit of a funk, right? It could be a habit also as well. Okay, so this is so common, right? First of all, I want you to realize that you're certainly not the only person out there that struggles with this. This was a huge thing for me. I used to emotionally eat. I used to eat on my own. Food used to be my comfort. So I'm also sharing this today from a place of I know what it feels like to be in that struggle and that battle every single day. And with practice, you can come out the other side and have complete control around food and not, for example, when you open a packet of biscuits every night that you have to finish the whole packet. You know, I hear this from my clients a lot. When I open one packet, I have to eat a lot on it. I can't stop. But you can learn how to just have one, but you can also learn how to not have to turn to food when you feel emotional, okay? But the most important thing that I want to say before I start here is that when you overcome emotional eating, like for me, for example, that doesn't mean that I'm never going to emotionally eat ever again, right? So sometimes, well, I think with weight and lifestyle, we have this idea of that when we conquer something that we're going to be perfect. But that's an unrealistic expectation because nobody's ever going to be perfect, right? And also we have lots of different types of emotions. We eat when we're happy. We eat when we're sad. When we eat when we're excited. So emotional eating comes from a lot of different emotions. It's happy, sad, you know, excited, frustrated, you know, anxious, you know, there's a lot of different things. And once you overcome this, it doesn't mean that you're never going to do it again. And what's really, really important is what we do most of the time. That's always what I say to my clients. It's what you do most of the time is what matters, right? You're never going to be perfect. But if you can, turn away from food when you're not hungry in, you know, most of the time in terms of like not binging on the sofa every single night. You're still going to do it the odd night here and there, you know, having, you know, two biscuits instead of one or three biscuits instead of two. It's not a big deal, folks, right? What is a big deal is if you're sitting on the sofa every single night and, you know, binging on ice cream, binging on chocolate, binging on crisps, and you know you're eating too much and you know you're getting yourself into, well, you know that you have no control around food and you know that it's not just the odd overeating episode, okay? It's when you're doing it more often. That's when, you know, it's something that you want to look at. So as I said, I've developed a four-step process, which I'm going to walk you through today. And essentially, when you're in a situation in the future and you feel like you're anxious, you're tired, you're stressed, you're upset, whatever it is, I want you to use this strategy in the moment because it works every single time. And the more you do it, the better you'll actually be at it, if that makes sense. Okay. So step one in the process is... when you're in the moment, the first thing to identify is there actual physical hunger there? Okay, so what happens normally for most people is when they are, you know, in the evening, about to sit down and watch some TV, and they get that like, oh, I feel like eating something, you know? So they go on autopilot to the cupboard, they open the cupboard, they take out the biscuits, and it's like they're just doing it out of habit. There's no thought process behind it. It's like they do it every night. So it's just like a repetition. And as I said, it is autopilot. It's just like you're just doing it and not putting any thought into it. So what we need to do, first of all, is we need to put thought in. We need to, you know, bring awareness to the situation, right? So you're sitting in the evening and you're thinking to yourself, well, like I'm going to go to the cupboard and see what I can eat, right? But the first question that you want to ask yourself is, do I feel physical hunger? Because if you are physically hungry, then you are going to get cravings and you are going to want to eat food, right? That's just normal. Okay. So when we're hungry, of course we have, we're more susceptible to eating unhealthy food because we're actually hungry. Our body wants energy in terms of food. Okay. But that's the first thing that we want to identify. We want to identify if we actually feel physical hunger. When I mean physical hunger, I mean like growling in your stomach, lightheadedness, a little bit shaky. That feeling, right? Do you actually feel it, the physical signs in your body, right? If not, so if there is physical hunger, go eat something, right? Go and pick something nourishing. Go and actually eat something because your body is telling you something. It's telling you that it actually needs more energy, right? But if there is not physical hunger there, and you know, like generally we need to eat every few hours, right? It's gonna vary between person, but I know for me, typically I need to eat every 3 hours. And if I don't, and if it goes over that 3 hours, like all hell is gonna break loose. And I get that terrible hangry feeling and I would literally just stuff anything into my mouth in that moment. So I have to be really cautious and try to eat around every 3 hours, okay? And as I said, if you don't eat often, what's going to happen is you're going to find it easier to give in to sugary foods and unhealthy foods to begin with, okay? But as I said, first thing is we're identifying here is there actual physical hunger? If there's not, then what we want to do is we want to move on to step two, right? And step two is asking yourself what you are feeling. So the question is, what am I actually feeling? So when you're reaching for food and there's no physical hunger, it's driven by emotional hunger. So it's a psychological hunger instead. We've got two different types of hunger. We've got physical hunger, which is actually feeling it. And there's psychological hunger, which is like, you know, habit. It's our behaviors. It's our emotions. It's how we're feeling. That's what's driving the want to eat. So the next step that you would want to identify is what the actual feeling is. So you want to sit with yourself for a few moments and see what actually comes up, right? And this is really, really important because if you're just going through your life and you're not like in touch with your feelings or your emotions, then of course you're going to use food to just Well, just to like stuff down how you're actually feeling, you're not going to know how you're feeling because maybe you've used food for so long. So it is really, really important to start to become aware of how you are actually feeling, like what's bothering you in your life. Like, for example, it could be what's going on in the world right now, like not being able to see family, not being able to, do the things that you would normally do, feel cooped up inside. And sometimes we just need to like acknowledge how we actually feel. You know, I think we're not taught how to actually process our feelings. It's like we're just, you know, just stuff them down and don't pay any attention, just, you know, keep going, whatever. But sometimes you just want to acknowledge your feelings and say, like, I'm having a shit day today and I just feel rubbish, and that's it. And when you acknowledge the feeling, it's like it's okay. You know, but not acknowledging it is just like allowing yourself to be in that mood and then stuffing the feeling down and then going and turning and turning to food, essentially, right? So you can ask yourself how you feel, like, you know, what's going on today? Did something go on with your job? Did you have a conversation with your partner? Are your kids driving you up the walls? You know, is there work pressure? Is there life pressure? What is actually going on? So do a little bit of investigation work, right? And try to figure out what it is that you're feeling today. Unfulfilled, bored, a boring, like so many people are just sitting on the sofa every single night, watching TV because they're bored, literally bored, nothing else to do. So it becomes habit. So maybe for you, sitting down every single night in front of the TV and eating food is just a habit. It's not like even a big, it's not like you're feeling anxious or you're sad about something. You're actually just bored. You've done it for so long and it's habit now. It's something, it's repetition. You've done it for so long. So then it's like, what are the other things that you could actually do, right? And we're going to talk about that in the next step. But, you know, what you could do is like write in like sometimes what we do is we suggest our clients to write in a journal, or you could talk with somebody, ring a friend, ring your mom, your sister, your brother. But also just talking about it and just saying, you know what, like today has been a rubbish day and this is how I'm feeling. And just like expressing yourself feels really, really freeing, right? Just to say like, this is actually how I'm feeling. Another person say, that's okay to feel like that. Like you're human, right? Sometimes we like to pretend to be the martyr, like everything's okay and I'm feeling fine all the time, but we're not. Like we're also allowed to have our crappy days. And that's what we want to get used to, just like feeling our feelings, saying how we feel, expressing ourselves instead of like pushing things down. So try to start to express yourself, whether that's to a partner, someone around you. You can express yourself by writing on paper, like journaling. Or you can also just, as I said, sit with your feelings, acknowledge them without judgment, right? You know, there's, I think social media is like, it drives me insane sometimes, you know, because we have to like, you know, it's like you see this fake world where it's like everybody looks like they're having an amazing life when it's not. Like nobody's like everybody has shitty days. Everybody has days when they don't really feel their best, and sometimes there's no particular reason, right? It could just be where you are in your cycle, and maybe you're coming onto your period and that's why you feel the way you do today. So we don't have to put labels onto everything. We don't have to judge everything. We don't have to try to be happy all the time. We can just express how we feel, and we can also just sit with our feelings and acknowledge them and realize that it's okay to feel whatever it is that we feel. Because sometimes when we try to just be like happy all the time or try to stuff our emotions down, like that's why we're wanting to use food, because the food is trying to cover how we actually really feel. Okay. So that's step number two, is trying to identify how you actually feel. And it's going to be different for everyone, right? As I said, some of you, it's going to be just a sort of habit because you've been eating, this is just what you've done maybe all year because of coronavirus. You've been plopping yourself on the sofa in front of the TV, watching Netflix and eating. And hey, nobody blames you for that because the way the world is at the moment, that's an easy thing to do, okay? But you can always take control back. So step number two is, what am I feeling, right? Step number three is, well, what is it that you actually need, right? So food is never the answer in an emotional moment. So now is the time to actually identify what you actually need, okay? So for example, when I was an emotional eater, food would be the comfort. Food would be the thing that would make me feel better. It made me feel safe. Massive emotional connection to it, right? And one thing that really helped me in this whole process of like just seeing food as being food, like not that thing that has massive control over me, is like when I would go to open the cupboard to eat something in a moment when I know I don't need anything, I would ask myself, what do I actually need? Like, what is it that I need in this moment? Because food is not the answer. And I have to keep saying this though, folks, because, you know, as I'm going through these steps, I also want you to really understand that once you overcome emotional eating, it doesn't mean that you're never going to emotionally eat again, right? So don't have this expectation that, like, say, for example, at Christmas, I ate too much. Like, I'm a nutritionist and I still ate too much, you know, but that's because I have no issue with food anymore. And I know at Christmas there's more indulgence and I'm okay with that. You know, it doesn't go on like the way it used to years ago when the indulgences would last for, you know, all of December and all of January and that kind of idea. Like, yeah, for Christmas Day, I would eat too much. Definitely wouldn't be a mindful eater. And that's completely normal because it's what we do most of the time is what counts and nobody is perfect, right? So we don't have to want to have that expectation. But what is it that you actually need, right? So maybe you're eating a lot of sugary food when you finish your working day because you feel alone, you've had a stressful day. Maybe you're turning to sugary food in the evening because you've been consuming sugary food all day. And therefore, that's what your body wants. That's what your body is like driving you towards. So when I say, what does your body need? In that moment, your body doesn't need more sugary food. It actually needs nourishing food, right? So in that moment, you might feel like your body needs to lie on the sofa, right? If you are feeling tired and lethargic after eating sugary foods all day and not moving your body, you might feel that like what you need to do is lie on the sofa and eat food because that's, you feel like that's actually what's going to make you feel better. But when you investigate it, you realize that those things don't make you feel better. And actually that's bringing you into an even bigger vicious cycle with food, right? So what happens is we go towards things that we think are going to make us feel better, but they're actually making us feel worse and they're actually keeping us stuck. Okay. So in that moment, if you're tired and you've been eating sugary food all day because you've been so busy and then you feel like, okay, lying on the sofa and watching Netflix and eating more sugary food is the answer. But is that really the answer? What do you feel like your body actually really, really needs in that moment? And it could be getting an early night so that you've got better sleep so that the next day you wake up and you know that you have a busy day at work, but you're fully well rested. When we don't have the right amount of sleep, it's like, you know, willpower and saying no to food is really hard when we're sleep deprived. So you want to ensure that you're giving yourself the best chance. So that could be something, right? Getting an early night. The other thing could be some physical activity. Yoga, stretching, going for a walk outside if it's possible, getting fresh air. So if you're sitting at a desk all day, you know, of course you're going to feel tired and lifeless by the end of the day because, you know, you've just been sitting like a zombie, and I do this too, by the way, behind your computer. So you need to prioritize getting fresh air, moving your body. We're not meant to be sitting on our bums all day. That doesn't make us feel very good, okay? It makes us feel more tired. It makes us feel more lethargic. It makes us feel less motivated, right? So exercise helps you feel more energized. So in the evening after a nourishing meal, maybe your body could benefit from some form of movement, whether it's walking, yoga, cycling, an online fitness class. You know that feeling before you do a workout, you're like, I couldn't be bothered to do this and I feel so exhausted. And then you do it and you feel like oh my gosh, you're a completely new woman. We all feel that. And that's because, you know, of the hormones that are released when we exercise, that hit of dopamine, we feel good after we do it. We get energy from doing it. So you're not going to get energy from lying on the sofa. Now, in saying that, lying on the sofa has its time and place, right? I'm not saying don't ever lie on the sofa, because I do it too. But when it's like every single night and you feel like it's not supporting you, because it's also connected with, you know, maybe staying up late and watching TV, which is preventing you from getting a good sleep. And also it's connected with, you know, eating unhealthy foods. So, you know, that kind of snacking in the evening as well. So that is step number three. Step number three is, what do I need? You know what your body needs. And this is all about learning what your body needs and actually being able to understand what your body needs. But that all starts with asking yourself questions, you know, and listening to your body. So many women, they don't know how to listen to their body anymore because of so many diets they've done and really going against their body for so many years. But actually just starting to listen to your body again is extremely empowering. And then you start to identify what it is that you actually need, okay, in that moment. And step number four is all about asking for external help. So sometimes, you know, you're going to be able to give yourself what you need. And this is all not all about bubble baths and self-care and all that kind of jazz. Because sometimes the help that you need might be external. It might be you need help with your kids. A project at work is too much for you. Like you're working maybe 14 hours a day and it's too much. Like it's your boundaries, your personal boundaries are like, you don't have any in place and you're working too much and it's having such an impact on you, right? So maybe you need to speak to somebody and share what it is that you're actually struggling with. And maybe you need to be okay with opening up and saying, you know what, like I need help with this. I don't know why us women feel like we have to do everything, be everything, you know, and like handle everything. Like, where did that come from? And I see it in being passed on through generations. Like, it's like, you know, we have to handle everything. I remember when like Leo was born and I was like, no, I don't have time to clean the house anymore. So I'm getting a cleaner, you know? And like, I know some people look at me and think, well, you know, I don't know what they think, but I can just imagine what people think. And also I'm in a different situation, of course, like not everybody can afford that. You know, however, I make different certain decisions. Like I, you know, if I'm running a business, I'm looking after my clients, but I also want to be present with my son. When I'm not working, I want to be with my son. I don't want to be running around trying to clean the house. So, you know, that kind of situation might not be possible for everyone, but it could be like, say, for example, saying to your husband, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, like I want 2 hours to myself. I need it. I need to rejuvenate. I need to like, you know, go for a walk by myself, or I need to, you know, do something for yourself, whatever it is. Right. Or you maybe need to explain something to your boss in work and say, look, you know what, you're putting too many projects on top of me and I'm really struggling to actually manage it all. So is there any way that we could, you know, change this, or can it be flexible in some way? So sometimes the help that we need is external, but we need to be okay with asking for help and being unapologetic for about how we feel. And let's stop trying to be the martyr. Let's stop trying to be the person that is like trying to do everything and then losing yourself in the process. That's no way to live your life. And I see it all the time. It's like, and I don't know where it comes from. Maybe it comes from like women, you know, always doing the things, you know, for example, like years ago, the women were always cooking, we're doing the cleaning, we're looking after the kids. And then women got careers, but then women were still expected to do all the cleaning and do, and it's like, okay, like did women get more hours in their day, or how are they actually supposed to do all this stuff? You know what I mean? So where can you ask for help and realize that it's okay to ask for help because you're not superhuman, right? You are a woman and you're trying to juggle everything. Okay. So we have to realize that There are so many different things in our life that are going to impact how we eat and why we eat. Okay, so this is this four-step process that is going to help you in the moment with getting to the nitty-gritty of what is the thing that's driving you to food in the evening, and it's something that you're doing more often than what you would like. So it's the four-step process. As I said, step number one is identifying physical hunger. If there's physical hunger there, you should eat. Step number two, what are you feeling? Step number three, what do you need? And step number four is identifying, like, is there external help that I actually need here to help me manage my stress levels or how I actually feel? Okay. So I hope that episode and the tips that I share today are useful for you. As always, I would really, really appreciate if you would share your takeaways with me on Instagram. You can upload your takeaways on your Instagram stories and you can tag me in it. You can tag me by following I Am Anna Wallace. I always love to read your takeaways from the podcast. And just for me, I know then that these kind of tips and advice are really, really helpful for you. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any new episodes. So folks, I hope today was a good one. Put it into practice the next time you're feeling like, the emotional side of you is driving you to eat more food and you feel like this is a habit that needs a little bit of work. Put this four-step process into practice and I guarantee you it will help you in the moment. And the more you do it, the better you will be with it. All right, folks, I'll see you on the next episode.